because he never drove a Ford. But apparently him and Ford had a, my father, my grandfather was an Oldsmobile 98 kind of guy. He had about five of them sitting in his yard because he'd never get rid of one of them. He'd just buy a new one. And anyway, he had the dealership and he built a filling station onto the end of it. And he hired this guy to run it for him. And one day the guy came to him and said, "Mr. Zach," which is what everybody called Granddaddy, says, I need to leave early if it's all right. Can you watch the station till closing time?" And Granddaddy says, "Sure, sure, I'll take care." Now this is like 1932, somewhere in there. He said, "Sure, you take care of business, I'll take care of the filling station." And of course, back then, when somebody came in to get gas, it was one of those gravity feed jobs. And they would, whoever was tending the station, I mean, it was full service. They'd pull up the hood, and they'd check your radiator, and check your oil, and check the pressure in your tires, and they would, they had a, he had a whisk broom there, because back then the car primarily had metal floors or wooden floors, and they would sweep it out. They'd open the door and just sweep it out, you know. And so
as opposed to vacuuming it.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't have to. I guess the vacuum cleaners weren't too good back then. Well, I guess this is the best way to get down here. So be careful on that. That kind of that reminded me I have a bad knee. And so a fella pulls in, him and my grandfather get to talking. Granddaddy's checking his car out. So he sees the whisk broom. Well, he just grabs the whisk broom and sweeps his own car out. And I guess I got to talking and he had thrown the whisk broom in the floor up on the seat. He drives off with a whisk broom. Well, it was no big deal. Granddaddy knew he'd bring it back when he discovered he'd taken it. So about 5 minutes later, this big, long Lincoln Continental pulls in. Had four women in it, all of them dressed to the nines, going to some club that night. And he's filling up the car and everything. One of the ladies, she's kind of shy and demure. She's like, "Do you have a restroom?" Well, Granddaddy's hard of hearing even back in 32. He's like, he thought she said whisk broom. And he said, "Well, I tell you." He said, "A fella came in here about 10 minutes ago and he used it and he took it with him." He said, "But I tell you what, if you drive around back, I'll be glad to blow it out with an air hose." And I said, well, Joan, my Aunt Joan, I said, "Joan, what did they do?" "They left." And Granddaddy, he said, "They just piled up and left all of a sudden." Granddaddy had to think on it for a while, trying to figure out what went wrong. You know, he thought it was a pretty good idea.